Blog Talk Radio.
Prophecy is edification, exhortation, and comfort. Everyone living needs to hear the Father's voice.
Where you go, I go. Where you say, I say. Where you pray, I pray. Where you pray, I pray.
You're listening to The Prophet Is In. This ministry is directed to communicate purely the prophetic experience to all who request. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord and you are established. Believe in His prophet and you will prosper. The Prophet Is In is live, and we are taking your calls at 818-739-8909. Call now for your prophetic word. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can also send an email to tfox@prophetfox.com.
Where you go, I go. What you say, I say. What you pray, I pray. What you pray, I pray. Where you go, I go. What you say, I say. What you pray, I pray.
Amen. Thank you very much. That's Jesse the Rackman at Jesse the Rackman Radio.com. Look him up on the internet. That'll bless your heart very, very much. We have some callers online. I have been so looking forward to today because today is not only Blog Talk Radio right now here at 11 a.m., but it is also tonight at 7 p.m. at 2240 Hilltop Drive, the Holiday Inn Suites and Express. You're in Redding, California. Come and meet me. I would love to meet you. If you have been looking at the Facebook live broadcast or live feed or the Twitter, I advertise on Twitter, advertise on Facebook, would love to meet with you. If you have been calling into the Blog Talk Radio, the Prophet Is In show, and we've just been having what I would call a blog talk church. Come on. God's been so good because he just continually meets us in very, very powerful ways as people are just blessed beyond measure. I've had several healings on the from callers that call in and just are looking for a word from the Father. I am just excited to see what does God have in store today for every caller. I'm going to open up the mics, all of them, all of the calls. Make sure that you are not on the speakerphone, please. That you have the phone next to you, or you have a landline on right now, and you can hear me clearly with not a lot of background noise. So, in Jesus' name, please be aware that background noise from your phone can really distract. Okay. First of all, Facebook, I've got some calling space left. We have 55 minutes left in this segment of this show. The guest callers have called 818-739-8909. Yeah, just another one just came on the line there, and You know, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. It's just going to be up to the Holy Ghost today as to who is going to be first. But first, the word that God gave me for this, that is, it is what the Father gives me every time. He gives me a scripture that is the theme, if you will, of, there's another call there, of the show. Isaiah 55:11. I'll just turn down one of my favorite worship leaders there, Daryl Evans, called I Am In Love With You. It's just an amazing worship song. Okay, Isaiah 55:11, and this is the verse we're going to be reading here. So also will be the word that I speak. It does not, I repeat, it does not return unto me, return to me unfulfilled. My word performs my purpose and fulfills the mission I sent it out to accomplish. This is the Passion Translation. Now, a footnote, the Septuagint adds a phrase not found in the Hebrew, but the Septuagint translation says, and I will make your way prosperous. How many want to be prosperous on the phone today? How many want to be prosperous by the watching the Parking Lot Prophet live feed today? How many of you want to be prosperous? 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe in the Lord and you're established. See, it's all about Him. It's all about the grace of God. It's all about the accepting the goodness of God in your midst by His word. It will not return to Him void. 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe in the Lord and you're established. Believe why? Because He is the only name, the name of Jesus, whereby you will be saved. Saved what? Saved from sin. Saved out of sin's clutches. Saved out of sin's, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Come on. Our Lord. Why? Because Jesus was crucified. Our sin put Him on the cross. Our sicknesses, our diseases, okay? Then, as He shed His blood, and that blood dripped on this earth, I say to you, that blood heals today. The name of Jesus heals today. How do I know that? It's in His word. I don't have to prove to you that the word exists. It exists mainly by the power of and the presence of the Almighty God through Jesus Christ, who was buried and resurrected and ascended. That is the gospel of the kingdom of God in our midst. Amen. It will perform the purpose in which I send it out to. Okay? Now, I'm going to take some calls here. 312-549, are you there? Who am I speaking
I'm here.
With?
Hi, Private Fox. This
and
is
who am I speaking? Quatista, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Are you drinking your tea today? The goodness of God.
I didn't have my tea today, unfortunately. I had it all week, but this morning I woke up and I had to run and go and get the lawnmower. That one.
Okay.
For my new house.
Let's, Quatista, we're not going to be religious now about this, but that is a symbol of the goodness of God. Some people calling from another country, they love tea, okay? I myself, in the middle of the afternoon, have a herbal tea. Why? Because I have been on a quest, and I'm going to record this for you. I've been on a quest, Quatista, to get healthy. Why? I'm in my 60s. It's time, okay? Not only was it time in my 50s, it was time in my 40s. However, technology and development didn't catch up until right now. So I'm on a program, on a lose and live program, amen. And the Father is saying that to those who are calling in. If you're interested, you send me an email and I'll share with you what I know, okay? What's been working with me. Because once you get your body under control, the Father is then let loose like a house of fire. Get me on this, okay? Let loose like a house of fire in order to for you to accomplish the destiny that you are called to do, says the Lord, to Quatista, so you can have the quantified, qualified, immensely immaculate world created around you by your word, so shall the word of the Lord be established in your midst. You prophesy something, you decree something, Quatista, and it rises up before you. Therefore, the word out of your mouth, just like Isaiah 55:11 says, my word performs my purpose and fulfills the mission. Don't you push that off on nobody listening. Don't you push that off on some ethereal God in the heavens somewhere that may be listening to you or not. Come on. God's ringing the bell to somebody right now. Okay? Unbelief is staggeringly crazy in our culture. And in this nation of the USA, unbelief, you say, well, nobody's emulating it. Well, hello. Jesus is emulating it in you. And by the way, you have a prophet on the line that is following Christ, following Paul, and oh dear God, the midst of the prophetic and the word that he is saying to me, go to my webpage and read the testimonies. By the way, the webpage is going to be redone, so it's going to be a lot quicker to read and a lot easier. Amen, Quatista?
Amen.
Come on. So, amen. In Jesus' name, I release this powerful word to create the world that you are looking for. At your word, the Father says, you're a queen unto God. You're a king in Christ Jesus. You're a priest unto God. And you're a king in this world. So what your word says goes. Jesus wow. said to Quatista years ago, and it's in the scripture. Everybody can read it. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you wish. And yes. what else does he say, Quatista?
If you abide in me, I abide in you, in Christ
yep.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus,
right.
Yes, Lord.
He will do it.
Yes, Lord.
Okay?
Yes, Lord.
He will
yes,
do
Lord.
It. See, this isn't a vitamin B shot. This is the constant, irreplaceable, immaculate, incredible, marvelous, inception prophetic word that goes into Quatista's very being and changes her from the inside out so that you are stopped from being the creepy crawly along the earth. I'm talking about a butterfly. You know, the butterfly has to creep a crawl and just chew what's in front of him or it, whatever. And then it cocoons. Come on, praise God.
Yes,
the transformation
yes,
is happening from the inside out. It finds a place. This is the prophetic. Finds your place in Jesus' name. And then you cocoon, and then bang, one day happens, right? The beautiful monarch black, and, you know, they're black and red, and they're black and yellow. Oh, dear God, we have them all around here in Northern California. It comes. It now spreads its wings and flies around. Oh, dear God, they're so gorgeous. In the name of Jesus, I release that word to you. God bless you. Keep listening. Okay. 214-650. Who am I speaking to?
God bless you. This is Jay.
Jay?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever called before, Jay?
Yes, I've called before, yes.
Okay. I'm I really don't have a I don't have a recollection that you've called, but that's okay.
Okay.
What's on your heart today, Jay? What's the burner issue?
We're just calling for prayer, so whatever the Lord gives you.
Okay, Jay. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Jay. He said there are more people there right around Jay in Jesus' name. Jay is for justification. Jay, you are justified as if nothing in the past has ever happened to you because it's all gone. It's all woo. Oh. For the Lord is returning that which was stolen from you in the past to bring it into your now in the name of Jesus, so that it is just you and Jesus justified. You are justified where you are standing, dear sir. You are justified and your house is justified on the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. And you guys, every one of you in your house, you know, the word of God in me is edification, exhortation, and comfort. But dear God, he seeps out because I was called as a prophetic confirmer to confirm the word of God, the justifying in you that all in your household are kings and priests unto God Most High, and that he will reap the harvest with of the kingdom of God in your midst. The Father says, walk down the street, Jay, and let it be you and Jesus touching others. Let it be you and Jesus fixing your eyes on others and saying, you know what? God just said to me, X, Y, Z, come on. You can do that. You can go get gas today, Jay. Go get gas today. And the Father says, I'm going to bless you as you put that gas into your tank and look around and see who's right next to you. You see, Jesus is so relational, Jay, and that's what's in your heart. You're relationally evangelistic, the Father says. Relationship is where it's at. It's not about standing on a street corner and saying, repent, repent, repent. You know what? It's a God bless those who are out on the street corners today. Father, Lord, let your love be said not to turn and burn. No, Jesus never said that. The only people he said that to, the only people he had real problems with, Jay, were lawyers. And if you're a lawyer, help you. Okay, lawyers always want precedent. They always want prove it. See, the scientific mind, the lawyer mind wants they want precedent. They want the religious and the lawyers. They always want proof. Jesus sitting there, standing right there in their midst, and says, "I'm the proof." What, are you blind? Come here. If you're blind, come here, let me talk. Let me speak a word to you. Those who are blind around you, see how the word of knowledge comes out. It's just amazing. Okay, those who are blind that are around you that you have been speaking to, the Father says, release a word of sight to them right now. Name sight. Woo, this is fun. Come on. See, everyone on the Block Talk Radio show, I'm giving you a picture. We're on the merry-go-round of the kingdom of God. He says, come on, kids, have some fun. Have some fun in my midst. Laugh. Have joy. Because the kingdom of God's in your midst. Come on.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And the Father says, glory, glory, glory. Give him glory. Give him praise. Where two agree together on earth, there am I in the midst of them. Where a covenant of two, Jay, in your household agree on something, it will rise up before you. See, Jesus loves covenant because guess what? He's your covenant keeper between you and the Father. It's not about what you do. You just love on Jesus. I found a scripture today. You know, it's amazing to me. Jay, I'm sure you read the scripture. I read the Passion Translation at every time that I can. And it said in the Passion Translation, I believe it's John 14. You can look it up, okay? John 14, he said, those of you who worship me, passionately worship me, okay, are going to be empowered through my Spirit. And then, woo, here it comes. My Father and I will be in you, will empower you to do everything that we ask you to do. Come on, you can't do this on your own. There are no principles. You say, well, there's principles. I can just pull myself up by my bootstraps. No, you can't. Get over it. It's not about positive mental attitude. It does not work. Ask me how I know, okay? All right. All right, one of my favorite authors, Zig Ziglar, okay? He knew Jesus. He was throwing out his net into the PMA crowd. See? You got to know what net, Jay, you're going to throw out into the crowd so that you can pull in a massive amount of fish to where you're going to need friends, Jay. To help you pull them all in. Why? Because we are fishers of men and women, boys and girls. In fact, there's someone in your household that's called to minister to children, says the Lord. Come on. Someone in your household is called, anointed to minister to children. So, Father, in the midst, right now, I release this word that will not return unto you void in Jay's house. Jay, you're a king. Jay, you're a priest. Jay, everyone in your house is a king. They're a priest unto God and a king in this life. And in Jesus' name, rise up and take your position in the kingdom of God, for we need you to stand. We need you to speak the word and let it be so, says the Lord. Wherever you're living in the U.S., wherever you're living in Canada, wherever you're living in South America, North America, Europe, speak the word. Asia, Russia, dear God, China, come on. Speak the word. Africa, South Africa, speak your word. Speak the Father's word today. Find the scripture just like this. My word performs my purpose, says the Lord. It will fulfill the mission that I send it out to accomplish. Now, Jay, I released that word. I've recorded that for you. I don't know if you've sent me an email. Send me an email. I'd love to send this MP3 word to you, tfox at prophetfox.com. Now, tonight, I don't know if you heard, I'll be ministering live, Redding, California, 7 p.m. For those of you who live in Northern California, from Yreka down to Sacramento, over to Reno, over to the coast, west, drive to Redding. Come on, drive to Redding, California, 2240 Hilltop Drive. The new Holiday Inn and Suites. I just love the prophetic ministry. Don't you? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Jay, thank you for calling in. We got 35 minutes left. I'm going to be taking some more calls. Please stay on the line and listen till we're done. Okay? All right. And we have 312-502. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Who is this?
This is Felicia.
Felicia. Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Prophet Tim?
Good, thank you. What's first on your heart here? What's your front burner issue today? I can release a word to you from the Father, and it will be accomplished.
Thank you. Believing God for a breakthrough for marriage.
Okay. In Jesus' name, Felicia, the Father says that you were not created to be alone. Number two, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother. Let me record this. Okay, all right. Let's make sure. Yeah, we go. The Father did not create Felicia to be alone. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Amen. The cleaving is the covenant of two agreeing together. Now, Felicia, the Father is saying you're not to try and fix your husband. You can pray. You can intercede for your husband. You can intercede for your marriage. If you are looking to fix him in the name of Jesus, back off from that. You're not supposed to fix anybody. You're supposed to, what he says is, center yourself, believe in the Lord and your established, believe his prophet, and you prosper. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Felicia, you are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things will be added unto you. See, righteousness is right standing. Righteousness, peace, and joy are the traits of you standing and he just said this. When you're filled with joy, you will attract others to the kingdom of God and to the love of God. As you center yourself and get yourself filled, how do I get filled with the joy? Well, number one, just bless the Lord, praise him in the midst, in your midst. Let the praises of God come out of your mouth. Speak in tongues. Do you speak in tongues? It's up to you.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Speaking in tongues allows the Spirit of God within you to revolutionize, to set on fire, if you will, the Holy Ghost within your life, and it edifies you in every way. Felicia, take a moment with me right now. What would it look like for the kingdom of God to rest in your marriage? Don't tell me. Just think about it. And in Jesus' name, Father, you know what Felicia is vision, what is in her heart, her highest arch desire, her greatest dreams fulfilled. And I speak to that right now in the name of Jesus. Bring it about, Lord, according to your will, according to your word, where it says, delight in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. Then, Felicia, Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you wish. Come on now, you believe that word?
Yes, I do.
Felicia, okay. I believe that word. Say it with me.
I believe that word.
From the Lord Jesus. That I will have. The desires of my heart. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. You get busy. You seek first the kingdom of God, whatever that looks like. You continue doing, you know, if you sow, that shall you reap in due season. It's all the word. The word that God gave me about this broadcast for everyone on the broadcast, so also will be the word that I speak. See, he's speaking his word to you right now. Edification, exhortation, comfort. It does not return to me unfulfilled. Isaiah 55:11. It will accomplish. My word performs my purpose and fulfills the mission that I sent it out to accomplish. His word and your desire are one. Do you get that?
Yes.
Do you receive that?
Yes, I do.
He placed that desire in you. It's like I am the, okay, when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I am the author, the creator of your faith. He is the creator of your desire. Come on. We got too much of this secularism that's saying that my desires are not God's desires. Really? If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, filled with the Spirit, reading his word, and his word abides in you, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you wish and it will be done. How plain does it have to be? Pretty plain, pretty straightforward, right? Okay? Felicia?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, get
Amen.
It. Come on, you're getting it. Come on. You're getting excited. Why are you getting excited? Because the joy of the Lord is the strength of your life. Because Jesus is going to answer your prayers. Come on.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to center yourself. Just take away all the nonsense of the New Age and all that. You know, whatever. Okay, just take away all that nonsense and just center yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ and think and dream with him right now. And like he said to his prophet in Isaiah, prophet, what do you see? Felicia, what do you see? Write it out. Record it out. Put it in your journal. See? Because God wants to bless you in the midst of the process. 7 days it took to create everything, according to man and woman. Come on, God's a God of process. Right? Enjoy the process. Now, Felicia, I'll send you this word. I don't remember you sending me an email. Send it to tfox@prophetfox.com. And I'll be looking for your email today and send this word out to you. You know, it's amazing. If you're living in Northern California, from Sacramento to Yreka, from Reno to the West Coast, even more, you can come tonight and I'm going to be laying hands on people who the Father asked me to. Praying for them, releasing a word. We'll have worship, live worship. It's just going to be one of an amazing meeting. 7 p.m., 2240 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. I am going to continue to say that throughout the broadcast because someone is making up their mind right now. I'm going to come. They're watching by Facebook. And you live within driving distance of Redding, California. Come on. You will be glad. You will be overjoyed. And in fact, some of you are going to get drunk. Who wants to drink the new wine of the joy of the Lord tonight? Come on. He just said, I got barrels full. Waiting. God bless you. Felicia, keep listening, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you. All right, 731, are you there? 731. 731. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Are you? I can now.
Yes, I'm here.
Who's on the phone?
Susan.
Susan,
how
are you?
Oh, good. Doing good.
Awesome. I don't remember talking to you before. Don't tell the city, but are you in Northern California, Southern California, or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else. Okay, God bless you, Susan. How'd you find out about the Blog Talk Radio, The Prophet Is In show, by the way?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, amen. I'll take that. How I found out about Father's Heart Ministry with Russ and Kitty Walden, get my prophetic word, I wasn't sure either. I was looking somewhere on the internet, you know?
Yeah, I think I heard about you through Russ and Kitty.
Bless Russ and Kitty. Sometime the prophet is going to be live and direct on the Blog Talk Radio show. I know it. I can feel it in my bones. Okay. Anyway, I'll be attending their Outpouring America crusade the end of October. I'm inviting everyone that I know. Okay. Tucson, Arizona, October 31st. No registration fee. You got to send in an RSVP to Father's Heart Ministry, though. RussellWalden@gmail.com to attend. I'll be having a meeting tonight, Hilltop Drive, 2240 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 7 p.m. All right, everyone on the Blog Talk, they probably heard that several times. But Susan, thank you for calling in. What is some front burner issue of the reason why you called today?
My heart's desire is to go toward ministry. I seem to be hitting a bump where I can't get there. So, yeah, I would like prayer and stuff about that.
Okay. You're being drawn by the Holy Spirit to launch into ministry. You want to do full time, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, Susan, the Father says this. What are you doing right now in the midst of the launch, in the midst of the tug, the pull that you feel with the Holy Spirit? Question, are you ministering at a local church in a local body?
I'm not. We've been having a hard time finding churches in our area, you know, that are really just good churches. So,
okay.
I'm looking.
Okay. You know what the Father's
looking,
saying
though.
Right now?
What?
Yeah. You know what he's saying right now?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Start something.
Mm-hmm.
You do something.
I have been doing something.
How do you do that? Number one, you can have a few friends into your apartment or into your house and share what the Father gives you or your husband. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you don't want to have it in your house, you go look for a Starbucks, okay? They have a community room, free of charge. You communicate with friends, loved ones, with coworkers, where you are working, where you are living, and invite them, okay? These are like the, if you will, the training wheels to get you used to out your front door to do something different that you are not doing right now in order to have the life and to have the confidence. See, Abraham didn't have the confidence. He was told from the Father, get out of your place where you're living right now. 300 people later, come on, I need you. Come on, I need you. Come on. You know, that's a small church.
Right.
Talk about a home group, a home church. The man moved everybody. Must have been quite a salesman. Anyway, so and then took some money. He should have left Lot where he was. Okay. Be it as it may, God can even make our mistakes to prosper. So in Jesus' name, start something on your own. Secondly, find, if it's not in your house, find a place where you can meet, and it won't cost you a whole lot, if not anything. Number three, there are young people that abound with a desire to worship. God will put people in your path when you say, yes, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. Thirdly, mm-hmm. I urge you, okay, online, since you're affiliated with Father's Heart Ministry, everyone listening on the phone anyway, when you're affiliated with Father's Heart Ministry and you are receiving the emails, there's a plethora of schools you can take. Number one, you can take the online prophetic school. Number two, you can take the online breakthrough school. These are training schools to sharpen the sword, to sharpen your senses, to sharpen your confidence, to get you into out of the normal traditional ways that people will demand on you and our culture demands on you. Well, you got to go to this college. You got to go to this Bible school. You got to go to this supernatural school of blah, blah, blah. No, the Father says you can do it right there in your home. See?
Right.
And it's very affordable. See, this is what I would call a prophetic counseling or a prophetic mentoring call, because I do offer this. Because here's the thing. The Father has to get you to open up your mind to do what you haven't done before, so he can show you where the sweet spot is of his anointing and make you prosper. Susan.
All right.
Okay. Now, thirdly, here's the thing. You don't need a lot of people to say, well, I think that's of the Lord. No, you have the vision. You're the one that's being pulled and tugged and hooked by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Right.
Okay. You don't need a bunch of people to say, well, that's of the Lord. No, you don't. See, you're a king and a priest unto God Most High. He called you. He's calling you.
Right.
Okay. When you say yes to the Father, you are accomplishing. When you say yes, and then you put one foot in front of the other, or you start to make the process happen, you could have a Bible study with coffee offered if you're more comfortable with just women in the house, do that. See? And let God be God in your midst, Susan. Do not look for a church that's going to accept you on their staff.
Right.
Why? Because churches of denominations want you to go to their school. You got to move heaven and earth to get to their school and graduate with their little certificate. God bless them. I'm not saying anything about it. It's just that I have seen people prosper when they do that, because God actually wants them to do that. And then I've seen people absolutely go into poverty that move themselves, move their husbands, their wives, and their children, and blah, 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 okay, and fail and falter. God does not fail at anything that he puts on your heart for you to do. There's a big, big difference. Is this for me? If it is for you, then the traits of the kingdom of God are righteousness, peace, and joy. Anything else is a step outside of what is a good, acceptable, or perfect will of God.
Right.
See, he can even make, Susan, your mistakes to prosper. It just takes you a little longer. look at the process of the Old Testament where Israel could have walked across. It was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, whatever. They could have walked across the Jordan and captured the lands, but no, they doubted. Because the spies that they sent over didn't have any faith. They were fearful.
Right.
Oh, no. These people are going to trample us. They're bigger than we are, and blah, blah, blah. Did they not understand, once again, that the same Father, God, who parted the Red Sea for them, could have them walk in and take any land that he directed them to? It's just idiotic. Hello? Anybody home?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
God, the Spirit of God, that put your hand on your head right now. In the name of Jesus, I command. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the Spirit of God to set a fire on this woman, not just in her. No, it's not going to do it in your mind. It's not going to make any sense. If I was just, it's not going to make any sense. But he is landing upon you and welling up within you, and you will know the pleasure of God, the joy of the Lord, when you say yes to a chaos decision to say, yes, I'm going to follow the voice of God.
Yes.
Whatever that looks like. Whatever he says. In the name of Jesus, I decree that upon my sister, Susan, who the Father says is not a Martha. Don't tend to be a Martha. Don't go distracting yourself. But you sit at Jesus' feet and let him, and then you start to write out what he tells you. Like a Mary. Come on. That's a good word for you there. Because, see, he needs you to turn off the distractions around you, be it from family, be it from friends, be it from neighbor, be it from, you know, my best whatever. Turn off the distractions and be aware of his leading in your life, says the Lord.
Right.
Are you good?
Yep.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I don't know that you sent me an email. I urge you to send me an email, tfox@prophetfox.com. I'll send you this recorded word.
Okay.
I recorded it for you on an MP3. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. By the way, you sound like you've got a cold. Put your hand on your nose. In Jesus' name, I command your sinuses to come into alignment with my word, the word of God, clearing your sinuses right now. You're feeling better. By the end of the day, you're going to feel like running.
Okay.
Yep, there's a block you live on, and you're going to run around the block. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you feel that? You feel that? I can feel it right now. Hey, enough of this cold. Enough. In Jesus' name. Okay. Wow. God, you know, it's short work when the Spirit of God is here. He's always here, and he always makes short work.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. Okay, I got 11 minutes left in this. I tell you, I don't know where the time goes. It happens in this when the Spirit of God lands on people and starts his work becomes so yoke easy, so burden light. It's going to be that way tonight, 7 p.m. The time is going to fly. Why does time fly? I have no idea. It's just that it's all now. In the presence of God. In the name of Jesus. That's the way the prophetic presence of God moves in our midst. The healing word comes out. The presence of God. I tell you what, this is exciting. He is exciting. He is your word. He is your strength. He is the love of your life. He's the one who's moving upon you. God bless you, Susan. Thank you for calling in. We got 10 minutes left. Keep on listening, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. Five, seven, one. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, Bob. Yeah, you know what? The Father gives me this picture right now. I just start right in on it because he gave me a picture. Bob, have you ever seen a... okay, I'm just going to say it. He keeps on bringing this picture to my mind. Have you ever seen a brown teddy bear? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Teddy bear. Okay. The Father is saying this in your life, that he wants you to feel the warmth, the love, the acceptance of a child that holds on to a brown teddy bear that is so nice, that is so comforting. He wants to comfort you with his love and his acceptance no matter what's happened this past week in your life. No matter what circumstance, as the scripture says, I have the wisdom of God formed within me, and I have perfect knowledge of every situation that I come up against, says the Lord.
Amen.
The wisdom of God is within Bob. The wisdom of God is that he is not only a friend, he is like Moses was with God, face to face, breath to breath, that close to Bob.
Amen.
There is nothing greater. There is nothing greater. So the Father says, put down all of the suitcases. I got this suitcase, I got that suitcase, I got this briefcase. Put them all down. Sit at his feet and just let the love of God seep into your soul and into
Amen.
Your mind right now. Right
Amen.
Now. There's nothing greater. Nothing will fulfill you greater than his love. Nothing fulfills Bob. See, in that toy, he said, except you become as a child, you do not enter into the kingdom of God. A child has childlike faith, simply taking the now as the goodness of God, as everything's fine, everything's okay. Because everything is. Why do I say that? The scripture I picked out today that he formed within me, when I picked out the scripture of this show, so also will the word that I speak. It does not return unto me unfulfilled. Come on. My word performs my purpose and fulfills the mission, the accomplishment. It has fulfilled what I have sent it out to accomplish.
Amen.
Period. Nothing but always everlasting. The incredible inception, as I said to another caller, the inception of the prophetic goes deep within Bob and creates the metamorphosis and the transformation of his word from the inside out to you, to where You're no longer crawling along looking for a leaf. No. See, God does give you the green pastures of Yoke Easy and Burden Light as you trust Him in the transformation. And you're going to find, like the butterfly finds, okay, the right branch to cocoon itself. It's all in you. The Christ in you is the hope of glory. Cocoons itself, and then praise God within the time, the season that God has chosen, that monarch beautiful butterfly comes forth with all kinds of colors. For you, I see the royal blue, dear Lord. I'm wearing blue today, by the way. Royal blue, the royalty of His presence, that He is proving to you that you are a king in life by Jesus Christ. You have a dominion that He has given you. No matter what your eyes see, no matter what your thought patterns have registered as truth. No, He is the way of the truth. He is facts. The kingdom of God is the truth of this
Amen.
Life. There's none other. See? So as your walk of faith, like Abraham, who got outside of his house, boy, did you get outside of your house. You got outside of your comfort zone. You put it all on the line. You say, well, yeah, you know what? It's Yoke Easy, Burden Light. You just let me carry it, and I'm setting it up. He's already set it up for you.
Amen.
And as the Father said through Kim Clement many years ago, I see you in the future, and you look much better than you do right now. So, Bob, say this with me, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I perceive. The goodness of God.
The goodness of God.
Manifesting in my life.
Manifesting in my life.
As you have shown it to me.
As you have shown it to me.
Father.
Father.
I receive it, and it is manifested today.
I receive it, and it is manifested today.
I will believe nothing else.
I will believe nothing else.
I will see nothing else.
I will see nothing else.
But the fulfillment of His word in my life.
But the fulfillment of His word in my life.
Amen.
Amen.
See, there's something powerful, Bob, that happens in your DNA, that as you profess and confess the kingdom of God working in you powerfully to do what He has called you to do. There, as my dad would say, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So I have 90 seconds left. Praise God. No idea, Bob, where the time went. Callers, I have no idea. Everyone that's still on the Blog Talk, it's amazing to me where the time, where, what in the world happened with the time? Okay? What, you know, really, I've got a 7 p.m. meeting tonight from 7 until we're done. Praise God. Everyone coming is going to have a word given to them. Prophetic ministry happening, worship in our midst, miracles, signs, and wonders. We're gonna turn around and see that it's 9 o'clock, and it's going to feel like we just got there. Amen.
Amen.
That's the way God works. Okay? In your midst. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Those of you who have not sent me an email, please send me an email today. I'll make sure I get the word out to you that I recorded for you. We are just about to go off the air. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Remember, the word that he speaks will not return unto him void. God bless you. Ministry of his prophetic word that can change your life. Come on. Come. In Jesus' name. God bless you.